You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Japan's Emperor Naruhito has been enthroned on Tuesday in Tokyo after a ritual called Sukinore. The ceremony was attended by dignitaries from more than 180 countries, including the Prince of Wales and various European royalties, as well as politicians from all over Asia, and it was celebrated in Japan with a public holiday and an amnesty for 500,000 of people who were convicted of petty crimes. Although this ceremony dated for several centuries, the man in the center of it is far from traditional.
先に日本国憲法および皇室典範特例法の定めるところにより行為を継承いたしました。ここに即位礼正殿の儀を行い、即位を内外に宣明いたします。
That was Japanese Emperor Naruhito at his coronation Tuesday in Tokyo, which he proclaimed his enthronement. After the proclamation, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe congratulated the emperor on behalf of the people and led three banzai cheers to celebrate the occasion.
謹んで申し上げます。天皇陛下におかれましては、本日ここにめでたく即位礼正殿の儀を勅行され、即位を内外に宣明されました。
ご即位を祝し、天皇陛下万歳万歳万歳。
The Japanese monarchy is claimed as the oldest continuous hereditary monarchy in the world. Legend noted it dated back to 660 BC, when the first emperor, Emperor Jimmu, launched a military expedition from the southwest of Japan and established his center of power. But historians agree that Emperor Anko, who ruled in the mid-5th century, is the earliest historical ruler. Even though the emperor's power diminished for 800 years from the late 10th to 19th century as shoguns exercised sovereignty, that was restored under Emperor Meiji in the 1860s. Under Meiji, the imperial state used traditions of Shinto, Japan's indigenous religion, ideologically to inspire national integration, unity, and loyalty. Because imperial scholars at the time argued that Shinto reflected the emperor's divine origins with historical facts rather than a religious belief. It emphasized the emperor as a arahitogami, or a living god, and he is the head of the empire, and he could sanction and promulgate laws as well as to exercise supreme command of the army and the navy. But after the Second World War, the Allies abolished state support for Shinto. Under the current constitution, which was ratified in 1947, the emperor is only the Japanese head of state, and he does not hold any real political power, and he only acts as, quote, a symbol of the nation. But fast forward to 2019, this Japanese royal transition consisted of many firsts. First, Naruhito's father, Emperor Akihito, abdicated due to his age and ill health in May, making him the first emperor to abdicate in two centuries after Emperor Kokaku in 1817.
Since ascending the throne 30 years ago, I have performed my duties as emperor with a deep sense of trust and respect for the people, and I consider myself fortunate to have been able to do so.
Compared to his predecessors, Naruhito and the current royal family gives a modern impression, as he is the first to do many things that broke with tradition. Not only is he the first emperor to be born after the Second World War, he is also the first emperor to be educated overseas in Oxford, where he spent 2 years there studying history in the 1980s. His wife, Empress Masako, was a diplomat who went to school in Massachusetts and Britain, and she graduated from Harvard, and both of them are bilingual. However, she remained out of the public eye since the early 2000s when she was diagnosed with an adjustment disorder from pressures of royal responsibility, mostly to produce a male heir and to conform with the ancient traditions. Yet in the long term, Naruhito's reign could mean a more progressive and modernist approach for the Japanese monarchy. Even as Crown Prince, Naruhito himself had once caused a stir within the royal family by airing Masako's troubles publicly by criticizing the Imperial Household Agency, which is the department that governs royal affairs, by saying they were the cause of her problems. Women royal family members, contrary to tradition that royal affairs should be dominated by men, could also be given more duties in the new reign, as Naruhito has suggested in February this year that Masako's overseas experience meant there will be more opportunities to use her talent in the age of globalization. The Empress had already hosted US President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania this May when they visited Tokyo. Yet, the monarchy still faces a problem of a looming succession crisis. Because Japan's royal succession laws only allow males to ascend the throne, Naruhito and Masako's only daughter, Princess Aiko, is ineligible to succeed the throne. Currently, only two other members of the royal family are eligible to become emperor, which are Naruhito's younger brother, Crown Prince Akishino, and his 13-year-old son, Prince Hishashito. Even though Shinzo Abe's conservative government is reluctant to change the law to allow female royal family members into the line of succession, public opinion generally supports having an empress. But for now, the year of Reiwa, or beautiful harmony, is underway, with a man with a modern mindset leading one of the world's most ancient institutions in the modern age. Yes, and there were supposed to be other celebrations, including a parade in Tokyo, but that was postponed until next month because of Typhoon Hagibis, which hit Japan last week. It caused flooding and at least 80 deaths, and the parade was postponed for the consideration of the victims and to allow the government more time to clean up.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.